Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joel Goldberg from FanDuel Sports Network. Joel, it's great to have you on the show. Obviously, everybody's excited. There's some new bounce in everybody's step today talking about Cags. And you've been around these type of call-ups before. Maybe it was Haas, maybe it was Bobby. It seems like it's not just a fan base morale boost, but I would imagine it does the same for a clubhouse.
Oh, it for sure does the same for a clubhouse. And, you know, I think any manager, whether they beat you over the head with this observation like Ned might have, or maybe Q wouldn't quite say it this way, but none of these moves are meant to appease and excite the fan base, right? I mean, you'd like to hope and think that that's what comes from it, and in this case, you know that it does. But they're going to do these moves whenever they think the time is right, especially this organization. They're very disciplined with that. Maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe in a bigger market like in New York or in L.A. or somewhere where you're desperately trying to sell a ticket, you do it in earlier than needed or before you're comfortable because, hey, it might bring fans to the ballpark. If anything, I would say that, and I don't know what piece of the equation this went into, I can make some guesses on it, but I think that the convenience, there's some convenience in the timing of being out of town and not having it be a total circus, although I think the circus will just travel to St. Louis now because all the media can get there. Like, this probably would have been a little easier for them to do in say, Seattle or something like that. But the bottom line is they feel like he's ready today or tomorrow, and you make that move first and foremost because you believe he is ready and he is a better option than what you have, whatever spot. We all know that's, you know, we know that he has to be one of your best options right now. And if proven otherwise, so be it. They believe that he's ready right now. And then do you do that just to light excitement or fire in the clubhouse? No, but I can promise you that all of those guys are excited. I can promise you every one of those guys knew when he had the 5 homers in 4 days. They may not be looking at the box scores the way we are, but word gets around quick and they want to win. And so this is, I can promise you that there are text chains flying around from the players the moment that they heard about this, just like you all did. And we all did with our friends and family.
The way I view it, Joel, is like it, I'm not saying he can't struggle in the big leagues, right? Like those things happen and it's certainly more than plausible for that to be the case, but he wasn't going to learn how to hit at the major league level in the minors anymore. Like, it seemed fairly obvious this was no longer a challenge. So if there's things in his game that need improvement, it wasn't going to happen at double or triple A because it wasn't the effort. The challenge wasn't there.
Right. But you have to make that determination. And they did so in 2 weeks, yeah, which is much quicker than I think what they typically would do, mm-hmm, which, and I just know, you guys both know that J.J. Piccolo, from J.J. through his staff and all the way up even to ownership with John Sherman and his group, they are not the panic button type. I think that a lot of fans would like for them to be the panic button type because fans are in the moment and they're emotional, and that's part of being a fan, and you don't care about what it might do potentially negative or not in the future. That's the GM's job to worry about all that kind of stuff. And for them to make this move, to me, has so much less about the offense right now and more about they saw what they needed to see in 2 weeks. Because you know what? If they felt like he needed more in the minor leagues, or that, hey, it's just a couple of weeks, they can wait another week or two if they needed to. But I felt like, I felt all along, I mean, it's the same thing with you guys. What's the number one question we've been asked in spring training? When's Jack Caglione coming up? Mm-hmm. And people wanted him there on opening day. And that just, I just try to take the emotion out of everything in my role. You guys don't have to take the emotion out as much. It's talk radio. It should be emotional. It should be all that. I'm there just to tell you what's going on. And to me, that means taking the emotion out and just looking at things realistically. There was no way they were ever going to put him on the opening day roster mm-hmm. with the very limited handful of games that he had and in pro ball. So now you look and you say, okay, what's it going to take to get him here and when is it going to happen? And so I thought all along, let's just say if things go well, it's the All-Star break. I thought that was pretty realistic. So then they, and I thought that he'd be in double A about as long as he was. So they move him up. And then I think, all right, you know, maybe it could be sometime in July. Maybe it's not the All-Star break. Maybe it's not after the All-Star break. Maybe it's the beginning of July. Then he has that first week on the road and the five homers in four games. And remember, everybody at that point is clamoring, bring him up tomorrow. And you even heard, you know, saw some of the silly tweets of, you know, John Rabe is coming up on Memorial Day. That's not how you spell it. My favorite tweet that I saw, I try not to read too many of them anymore, is a guy commented something like, that's not how you spell Caglione on the Rabe tweet, and he misspelled Caglione, which I thought was hysterical. That's and good. Just so typical. And it's like, okay, is five homers in 4 days enough? Maybe for people, but probably not. And you know what? Now they want to see him do it at home. Don't do it in Salt Lake. Omaha's a good place to hit. It's not quite the same as Salt Lake. Let's see what it looks like at home, and let's get him, you know, working with Rusty Kuntz and all these things. Now you see 2 weeks of it, and you're like, to what you just said, Cody, wait a minute. This may be too small for him. Let's go right now, and the timing is right, and everything fits. So I think a lot had to have gone into this. I thought after the five-homer week that maybe – you know, July 1 turns into the middle of June. And then I thought after last week, maybe it's sooner. And I didn't expect last night, but I'm not totally shocked by it either.
We're talking to Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network. You were out in spring training. I'm assuming you've had a chance to talk to Cags at least little bit. So he doesn't strike us in our brief interaction we've had with him as someone that's, you know, too high, too low. It seems pretty even keeled in terms of what, you know, what tomorrow might be or what next Tuesday might be at Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah, I don't know what he's like, you know, when he, for lack of a better term, when he snaps, when he gets mad, when he's fired up, good mm-hmm. or bad for that matter. I just haven't been around it enough other than to know he's very comfortable, you know, sitting and doing an interview. You guys saw that. He's certainly an engaging guy. I don't know if he's quite as low-key as Bobby Witt Jr., but I see the same composure, just in a guy that does not seem wide-eyed by the moment. And I thought, to me, the most telling thing in spring training – now, keep in mind, I'm only there for a few days in my role, but he and then I saw comments from players afterwards. I would watch him in the clubhouse, the way he just integrated with the Bobby Witts and the Vinny Pasquantinos, and really the next wave of leadership on this team, and you know, your star players that are much closer to him in age than say Salvi would be or Waka or some of the guys that are in their 30s that have been doing this a lot longer. And what I noticed was he blended in and looked, and it certainly doesn't hurt that you have his physical stature. He looked like, if you were to walk into the room and not know faces and names, you'd be like, which ones are the big leaguers in here? And you'd pick out him right away because of the size, but also the way he just blended in with everybody in terms of a comfort level and personality. Yet he was never the loudest guy in the room. I mean, there's always this thing with young guys, and certainly – you know, guys that are only in big league camp and non-roster invitees and that type of thing, that, you know, you're rookies, what do they say? Rookies are meant to be seen and not heard. He was never the loud guy in the room, but yet he fit with all of the guys, whether they were loud. Vinny's a little bit louder, Bobby a little bit quieter. He just looked like he was already part of that group, and it wasn't him so much trying to do it. It was them bringing him in.
When you look at some of these others, so now I'm going to ask you, because you've been around the team long enough, how do you think the moment usually ends up going for these guys? I was at Alex Gordon's debut when the entire crowd stood up, when he came up with the bases loaded, or we were talking about Bobby Witt Jr.'s debut, but that felt different because it was already opening day. Like, how do you compare like those moments when Jack Caglione and all the buzz comes up? How does that hit them a lot of times when you talk to these guys after?
They're all different. You know, I think the one thing you'll hear him say now, tomorrow, I should say, is he'll say some version of, because this is what the kind of the current generation says, something along the lines of, I just want to be where my feet are. And I'm not making fun of that expression. It just, we hear it a lot, and I don't remember ever hearing that in the past. I think it's the lingo now for being present, for enjoying the moment. And you know, I hear so many of them say that. I believe in that, by the way, too. I love that expression. But you know, he may go 0 for 4 tomorrow. He might go 4 for 4. He might not be in the lineup. I think he's going to be in the lineup. But
don't scare people, Joel, please. You know.
Look, nobody's ever consulted me on a lineup. None of the managers that I've covered here, from Trey Hillman through Matt Quatrero, have consulted me, nor will they ever. But I'm pretty sure that it's safe to say he is going to be somewhere tomorrow at first base or DH or a corner outfield spot. But I don't know if he's going to hit two homers, but what I think is going to be really cool, I'm sure all of his family will be there. The Royals do a great job of making sure that the families get in, is that he's going to get a nice reception. There's going to be a lot of Royals fans there.
Mm-hmm.
That were probably already going to be going and have already suddenly said, you know what, we may need to make a Tuesday trip to St. Louis. And by the way, I think the weather's supposed to be good tomorrow and maybe rain on Wednesday. So if you want to catch him tomorrow, might be a good way to do it. How he's going to handle the moment, I don't know, but he's been on the big stage. I mean, you don't come out of Florida. Brady Singer will tell you this. Jonathan India will tell you this. Anybody that came out of Florida will tell you that was training at the highest level. I mean, that level of college baseball program has a lot of similarities to the major leagues, not in terms of the level of talent at that point, but just in terms of the expectation and the attention to detail and the spotlight. So I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed by anything. And this is different, I think, than, you know, a John Rabe coming up, or think of some of the most recent call-ups. Very few, if ever, will step onto a big league field for the first time, having already had the spotlight that Jack Caglione has or Bobby Witt Jr. And I would argue, because of the college stage, a greater spotlight than Bobby had coming into his big league debut, in part because he's a little bit older than what Bobby was. But, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this a lot, I'm pivoting just a smidge here, but I don't know the last time there was a call-up to this magnitude, because at least for me, I've talked to a couple of people about this today, I don't think you can compare it to Bobby Witt Jr. or Alex Gordon, because opening day is different. And I don't say that to minimize, if anything, you know, theirs were better in the sense that right from day one, they were there, or maybe more impressive. I don't know what the right word is, but it's different because in the midst of opening day, you have all the pomp and circumstance. You're looking at rosters, who made the team, expectations for the year. Like the number one, two, three, four, and five thing tomorrow is Jack Caglione, and we could only do so much of that with Bobby Witt Jr. on opening day.
Joel Goldberg, we appreciate it as always. Safe travels to St. Louis. We'll see you out there tomorrow.
Oh, you mean you guys are going?
We are.
We're driving out there tonight. Yes.
Of course you are. You get the t-shirts going, right?
We know how to do a road trip.
We're not allowed to do this, but I'm convinced we could make a lot of money if we just open up the back of Cody's SUV and sold CAG shirts out the back of it tomorrow outside Busch Stadium. We can't do it, but I'm convinced we would make a lot of money.
Sell some Cody and Gold shirts.
All right. Yeah, appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.